Get some more on this in a moment. First, spring is in the air, and with that comes spring cleaning. Now, there are lots of ways you can refresh your home for spring. You can clean, reorganize, maybe even paint. And that's great, but here is the best thing you can do. Get some new bedding. Boll & Branch makes the softest, most breathable bedding you will ever experience. I absolutely love my Boll & Branch sheets. You can feel the difference in quality compared to all the other sheets. In fact, we took all of our other sheets and we threw them out because these luxury sheets are fantastic, buttery, breathable. They get softer every time you wash them. I can't sleep without them. Literally cannot, which is why when I'm on the road, I even bring Boll & Branch blankets in my suitcase. Upgrade your sleep today with Boll & Branch's signature sheets. These best-selling sheets are made from the finest quality 100% organic cotton, completely free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals. Boll & Branch's signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin all the way on up to California King. With their 30-night worry-free guarantee, you can wash, style, and sleep in Boll & Branch sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, send them right back. But you'll love them. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code Ben at BollandBranch.com. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code Ben. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We are at a crossroad. There are so many threats, so many risks. And if we don't get them under control, we risk a kind of explosive situation.
This week, the richest and most powerful people on Earth will meet at an event in Davos, Switzerland, an event called the World Economic Forum, or WEF. The WEF looms large in the public imagination these days, viewed by some as a conspiratorial organization determined to control all of us. So what exactly is the WEF? Where did it come from? What does it represent? And are the so-called conspiracy theorists right? The World Economic Forum was first established in 1971, led by a German engineer, economist, and professor with a master's from Harvard. His name was Klaus Schwab. Schwab was the originator of a theory of governance and markets he called stakeholder capitalism, defined in opposition to shareholder capitalism. Shareholder capitalism was a term coined by economist Milton Friedman, suggesting that businesses ought to focus on returns to their investors. As Friedman argued, quote, businessmen believe that they are defending free enterprise when they declaim that business is not merely concerned with profit, but also with promoting desirable social ends. In fact, they are, or would be, if they or anyone else took them seriously, preaching pure and unadulterated socialism. Schwab argued that businesses ought to promote just that, answerability, not to the people who bought and owned their shares, but to the world at large. Schwab wrote, quote, a company serves not only its shareholders, but all its stakeholders, employees, customers, suppliers, local communities, and society at large. This philosophy, of course, means that those who control corporations ought to act as philosopher kings, answerable to no one but their own perceptions of moral duty. Unsurprisingly, this particular argument is attractive to those who love the idea of top-down command and control. In 1971, when Schwab launched the WEF, it was called the European Management Symposium. By 1975, the European Management Forum had attracted 860 participants, including the CEOs and chairmen of the largest European companies. The European Management Forum also entered into official cooperation with the United Nations Industrial Development Organization. As the WEF website brags, quote, after just 5 years, the forum had gained acceptance at the highest levels of business and government. While not advocating policy or strategy, the forum had become a respected organization that served as a valuable platform for business, government, civil society, and other stakeholders to confer and collaborate. In 1987, the European Management Forum changed its name to the World Economic Forum, the WEF. Today, the WEF hosts the most important people on Earth.
We have business, of course, as a very important audience, and we have politics. We have continuous partnerships with many governments around the world. And of course, we have NGOs, we have trade unions, we have all those different parts.
Media, of course.
And very important experts and scientists and academia.
And those people gather to coordinate their activities in changing the world.
The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world.
We'll get to more on the WEF in just one moment. If all this makes you a little bit nervous about the future of finance, well, maybe you might want to think about investing a little bit in gold. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings these days? Consider diversifying with gold from the Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Gold can play a role in diversifying your savings, and Birch Gold can help you create a well-thought-out and balanced investment strategy. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold without paying a penny out of pocket. This month only, when you open a gold IRA with Birch Gold, you'll get a free signed copy of my book, The Authoritarian Moment. But you need to text Ben to 989898 to qualify. Birch Gold has been the exclusive gold company of the Daily Wire for the past 7 years. That's where I get my gold. You can go there too. Text Ben to 989898. Protect your savings. Claim your eligibility for a free signed copy of The Authoritarian Moment. Smart investors diversify, especially in the face of top-down experts who want to restructure the American economy. It turns out you might want to be a little bit safer than just leaving your future in their hands. Birch Gold can help you out right there. Text Ben to 989898. Protect your savings today. So, what is the broader WEF agenda? In June 2020, in the middle of the COVID-19 global crisis, Schwab wrote a piece on the WEF website. It was titled, "Now is the Time for a Great Reset." In it, he said, quote, "The world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country, from the United States to China, must participate, and every industry, from oil and gas to tech, must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. We must build entirely new foundations for our economic and social systems. That great reset would require heavy-handed top-down power in pursuit of environmental redistributionism, which would require massive social restructuring." As Schwab himself says, quote, "It's hard to comprehend how the move toward environmental sustainability could take place without a concomitant move toward social sustainability. Social sustainability is, of course, a euphemism for social engineering and the overthrow of market economies. That's why people like Greta Thunberg show up at Davos to pledge their lives to overthrowing capitalism.
What we refer to as normal is an extreme system. It is a system defined by colonialism, imperialism, oppression, and genocide by the so-called global north."
What the WEF isn't so clear about is that the Great Reset would involve great suffering, like a lot of suffering. Schwab, in one of his books, quotes a Malaysian businessman and founder of the Global Institute for Tomorrow named Chandra Nair, who explained, quote, "I think the idea that by 2050, 6 billion Asians can or should aspire to live like Europeans and Americans through a consumption, resource-intense model is essentially a big lie. We can't deal with it through pious statements and market instruments, but with draconian rules. And those rules won't be provided by markets, but only by institutions of society. Call it the state. Lowered living standards enforced by government, hand in glove with corporations." That's the message.
Asian governments need to reject the Western model. They need to move beyond the rhetoric or liberal democratic capitalist systems which say that individual rights are sacrosanct.
All of this will usher in what Schwab calls the Fourth Industrial Revolution. According to Schwab, this Fourth Industrial Revolution will be all about integrating into a big data world driven by government and business. It will involve, quote, "a fusion of technologies that is blurring the lines between the physical, digital, and biological spheres."
One of the features of this Fourth Industrial Revolution is that it doesn't change what we are doing, but it changes us.
And that, of course, will require even more top-down design and control. So, what will this great reset, this new revolution, look like? Well, it could look like replacement of traditional food sources by, say, alternative protein sources like bugs. The Davos Agenda for 2022 included an article explaining, quote, "Insects are an excellent alternative source of protein and significantly reduce our carbon footprint." How exciting! It could look like widespread neurotechnological brain enhancements, as Schwab suggests will happen. Or maybe it'll just look like the end of private property ownership altogether. In 2016, the WEF released a video predicting that by 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Almost certainly, the new revolution will look like top-down social engineering by the big brains, all in the name of smoothing out the bumps of technological change. Regulators will work hand in glove with big business to work out the rules for your life. As Schwab writes, quote, "Governments and regulatory agencies will need to collaborate closely with business and civil society." Notice that at no point in this proposed structure does either liberty or representative democracy really play a role. That's because liberty might suggest the irrelevance of the honchos at the WEF, might suggest that they themselves are the obstructive force in the way of human happiness. And representative democracy is too messy and slow for the fast-changing world the WEF wants. You need regulators working with business to change the rules at a moment's notice. The only solution, according to the WEF, is the very important people at the WEF, working in the name of a vague general will that never requires actual accountability to anyone. If all of this sounds frightening, that's because it is. The arrogance of a business and governmental elite seeking to control all of us is absolutely breathtaking. The policies discussed at Davos shape the elite caste in nearly all Western countries. When you hear about the end of carbon-based fossil fuels, or global tax regimes, or corporate governmental cooperation, a lot of that is coming from Davos and the World Economic Forum. When people talk about the globalists, the folks they most often mean are people like Klaus Schwab. And when those globalists get together at Davos, understand the ideas that they are discussing will have real-world effect on you, your business, your church, and your family. Did you know a baby's heart begins to beat at just 3 weeks? At 5 weeks, the heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. This can sometimes be a baby's only defense in the womb, because when moms who are considering abortion hear that baby's heartbeat via ultrasound, they're twice as likely to choose life. Preborn rescues 200 babies every day from abortion by simply providing moms with ultrasounds. By 6 weeks, a baby's eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby's elbows and knees are able to bend. Preborn needs your help to save these precious lives. Preborn is out there on the front lines. They're helping women choose life. Please consider sponsoring one ultrasound for just $28 and save a life today. Or if you have the means, consider a leadership gift of $5,000. That tax-deductible gift will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours and help rescue 200 innocent lives. Go to preborn.com/Ben to donate today. It's the most important thing you're going to do today, maybe ever, because saving lives doesn't get more important than that. Go to preborn.com/Ben. These ultrasounds are, in fact, life-saving. Moms meet their babies long before they're born. When they meet their baby, it makes it a lot harder for them to get an abortion. Go to preborn.com/Ben or dial #250 and say keyword baby. That's #250 baby.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. You can't even fill your gas tank or get a burger and fries for less than $20. But do you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, PureTalk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. PureTalk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to PureTalk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids, making the switch incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join PureTalk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that shares your values, supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on those fake news networks. So stop spending a ridiculous amount of money on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro right now. My listeners can get an additional 50% off their very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro. Again, start saving money on your phone plan today with people who actually like you. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro and start saving.